So, Megan, you shared some pretty exciting news with constituents on social media. What is your good news?
My family and I are excited to announce that we're expecting a baby early in the summer.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things you mentioned in your announcement online is that you'll be looking to make sure that your workplace can accommodate you while you're pregnant. What is the legislature like now for people who are pregnant?
Well, honestly, when I looked at what rules and policies and supports were in place, frankly, there is no plan in place for when MLAs have babies. And the most recent MLA to have a baby while in office was Carole de Sainte-Croix, and that was over 20 years ago now, and it seems that not much has changed since then in terms of the policies that are there. And one of the issues with that is not having these rules in place, these supports in place, sends a message that certain people aren't welcome in the legislature, that young people and women, people who are wanting to start a family, they can't see themselves there and there's not support there. But we can change this. We make the rules so we can change this.
Yeah, it's interesting. And in order, I guess, in order for you to take on, this step with your family life, you sort of have to be prepared to blaze a trail a bit.
That's right. And I guess blazing a trail basically means making a new path and being the first to do something. And so that's what I'm doing right now. And that means there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of questions to be asked, and I'm trying to navigate this. I've looked at what has happened in other legislatures and parliament, what rules need to be changed, best practices. And so I'm hoping that my colleagues in the legislature will be on board with making these changes in order to make the legislature more gender inclusive, and make it so that that ultimately we would have better representation of all New Brunswickers.
Now, it might be early days, but do you have an idea of what kind of changes you're hoping to see so far?
There's quite a long list, and some things are smaller, and I've already had commitments that we could get change tables installed. And restaurants have those, lots of places have those. We can at least have them in the legislature. So that's one concrete thing. Having babies on the floor of the house, currently they're considered strangers. That's my understanding. So we can, change that rule so that I would be able to have my infant with me as needed. And then one of my priorities is also making sure that when I need to take, a period of time off to give birth, that then there's support for my constituency office. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but New Brunswick actually doesn't have a lot of resources for MLA constituency offices. We actually only have one part-time staff. Definitely needing more resources to be able to support constituents. I would say that's not enough on a good day, and but that's one of my priorities, making sure that my office can keep running and supporting everyone in the riding.
Right. So that's I mean, we always think of MLAs in the legislature, but of course, a huge part of the job is running that constituency office and assisting people, getting them information. So one of the things you're suggesting is that if when you need to take leave, that there's someone there to fill in gaps in that office.
Yeah, there should be some additional funding for an additional position or additional hours to ensure that constituents are served, because in addition to taking care of my family and my newborn, I want to make sure that people in the riding are taken care of.
Right. What are the policies like for MLAs when it comes to things like maternity leave or accommodations at, at the end of this pregnancy, once you have a newborn?
So that remains to be seen. My understanding is that there hopefully will be a provision for me to be able to take some leave, but it's kind of unique in that MLAs aren't able to take maternity leave as it stands now. And so we've seen in other jurisdictions that they've changed things to allow for that. And that's something that's important. We've seen in Quebec, in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and we've seen even prime ministers like Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand having a period off. The tricky part is that I don't have a deputy, or I don't have anyone that can fill in the way that you know, most jobs you're able to have a replacement. Mm-hmm. And so there do need to be some accommodations to ensure that I can still fulfill my duties as MLA while also being able to do what I need to do sort of on the medical side to take care of myself and my baby. And so these, you know, this is, I'd argue it's not rocket science. Most other workplaces have policies. And so we can bring these, our legislative policies into this century, modernize them and make sure that they're supportive of MLAs who are expecting.
Megan, I noticed that your interview on CBC has already been picked up online by news outlets like MSN. Do you have any thoughts on why this issue, the idea of accommodating families into careers, especially political careers, thoughts on why that is such a sort of hot button issue?
I guess when you are living, when you have sort of a public life, that the personal aspects may be interesting. And I think one of the things I keep hearing is that people are surprised that we don't have a plan in place, that this is still an issue that we have to talk about. So that's sort of part of the reaction that I'm hearing, that people can't believe that we haven't, I guess, yeah, brought our rules and our legislative assembly into the 21st century. Hopefully this type of discussion won't be happening, you know, by the time my kids are grown up. Hopefully we can make some changes and have better policies and make it so that young people starting a family, women can see themselves in the legislature and can see that it's possible to have a family. You know, we make the rules, we make these systems, and they were traditionally designed for men and people that weren't having babies. And so I guess, you know, we have a chance to change this. And I'm really, really hoping that my colleagues in the Legislative Assembly will take advantage of this opportunity so that we don't have to keep having this discussion specifically.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Megan. I really appreciate it. And again, congratulations and all the best.
Thank you so much, Erica. Take care.